It's 9 o'clock, and do I hear a motion to start this special meeting?
I make a motion to start this special meeting.
Thank you, Commissioner Hall. Do I hear a second?
I'll second, yeah. Let her second.
All right. Commissioner Malcolm, thank you. All right. Everybody got a copy of the agenda and information regarding the Anytime Waste Systems contracting situation. Nothing's changed. They haven't recontacted us since that last email, so that's the situation right now. On the case of Rumpke, Rumpke has agreed to continue on with the contract. They've asked us whether we would like a 2 or 3 year contract, and my recommendation is we go with the 2 year contract, and all I need is a motion and a second. And
well, I have some questions, Bob. That email's dated the 6th, and I know you said in your reply to Crystal that you've been in contact with them since February.
Right.
So when did we realize this was an issue? On June 8th? 3 weeks before they were due to...
Yeah, that's the first we were told, because we actually met with them to do the contracting, and everything was fine until the day we got that email. We sent them back a copy of the contract. I had pre-signed it and asked them to sign their contract.
On the 8th.
On the 8th, and that's when it came back and said...
Well, for the record, whether it's an opinion or not, I agree with Crystal.
It doesn't matter. We're not talking about that today. We're going to talk about that at the city meeting.
Well, we're going to vote on it today.
We're going to vote on Rumpke.
We're not voting on the original Rumpke contract. We're voting on the increased price Rumpke contract.
We don't even know. We don't even have the full stuff. I'm voting on going with a 2 or 3 year contract.
We're just voting on the year, not the contract.
Right. We've got to vote on the contract too.
But okay, that's what
I said. Okay, we've got to continue on.
That's what I just said.
Well, we got to continue on somehow.
But
it doesn't matter what goes on. We will talk about the legal ramifications at the next city.
Well, I'm not talking about legal ramifications. I'm talking about cost.
Well,
we're going to vote on something we don't know what it costs.
Well, it's either going to be the cost of the Rumpke bid or the cost of the Anytime.
Well, I thought it said pretty clearly in that email it's going to be they're going to accept Anytime's bid.
Well, that's what they
really?
Do. That's what
yeah.
we.
Yeah. Is that not what it
says?
Yeah.
Okay.
They said we'll do it for Anytime.
I'm just saying that's an inflated
price.
Cost, and if that's
well,
the cost.
Well, that's the cost we were going to pay Anytime.
That's the stipulation that we have to go
it's
with.
It's not a cost we had to pay. That's my
bid,
point.
Not Rumpke.
Wait a minute. We were going to pay Anytime the same. We were going to pay Anytime that cost. So we were going to end up paying that cost anyhow.
No, if we had accepted Rumpke's contract, it would have been the same. That's what I'm saying. Or whatever their whatever
that. They have to honor their bid. They're offering the contract at what Anytime's bid was.
Correct, because they know it's $10,000 a year more.
Well, the bottom line, we were going to spend it anyhow. It's not a factor. The factor is we got to have a waste contract, a waste removal contract.
I just think that, in my opinion, it was all handled very poorly from the beginning. That's all I'm saying. We should have accepted Rumpke's bid and moved forward.
We all voted on a Rumpke bid.
I wasn't here. I get it,
I didn't vote for Anytime. Well, I don't know. It's neither here nor there. My question is, can we renegotiate with Rumpke?
No.
And they have said we have to take it. We have, they're going to...
Look, this is all about the fact that we have to have a contract by the 1st of July.
No, we get it.
And it doesn't really matter. The price isn't going to be any more than we were going to pay Anytime.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
If we would have accepted Rumpke's bid.
Well, that's true, but that's back in February. That was back in February.
What we are going to pay now. Well, we are going to pay more.
But their bid is no longer valid, and they have agreed to go ahead with the contract based off of what.
So they're going to pick up on Wednesday then?
No, they're going to pick up on Friday.
Anytime's bid says they're going to pick up Wednesdays. That was the big issue in February.
You can sit here and argue all morning long.
We're not arguing, Bob. We're asking questions.
I'll tell you what. This thing only needs to be 5 minutes. It's a 2 or 3 year contract with Rumpke. There's no more money being paid out by the city rather than what we were paying with Anytime.
And they're picking up on Friday.
It's damn simple.
But that's not Anytime's contract, right? Anytime agreed to pick up on Wednesday. That was the big issue in February.
Right.
So does Rumpke know that?
Yeah.
And they're saying...
And they know that they don't have to freaking damn continue the contract.
I get it.
If you want to be pissed off the freaking damn residents...
I don't think I have a problem, Bob.
Okay? I need a motion, and I need a second.
I make a motion to do a 3-year contract.
That was my question. Is it the savings? Will it be cheaper to go with 3 years, or will it
be cheaper to go with 2 years?
Why?
Why is that?
Because there's an automatic 3% increase with Runke every year.
But I thought we were doing anytime spit.
Anytime.
It doesn't matter. Anytime.
They're going to match anytime's price.
They're going to match anytime's price.
I understand that.
But they anytime did not give us an annual renewal pricing. Runke automatically increases their 3%.
For 1 year.
So we get the current rate, and then the next year would be 3%, and then the following year we would have to bid out.
Well, but what's the alternative in 2 years?
So the second year...
Put it out to bid again? You're talking about Rumpke and Waste Management. That's who we have. Deal with some joker like we just
dealt
with.
Well, it's probably not even Waste Management, because we see Waste Management, they wouldn't even bid on us.
Yeah, so my point being is, why put it off another year? It's going to increase
because we still have the opportunity to rebid it, and there may be an opportunity for somebody else.
I think we learned from our mistakes. I made a motion for a 3-year contract.
I second.
I think you put it up just to get it over with.
All those in favor?
Aye.
I would go with just the way this happened.
Mine is no.
All right. Is that it?
I hear a motion to adjourn the meeting?
Yeah. Can I make a motion to adjourn the meeting? Okay.
All right, thank you, Commissioner.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Commissioner Malpin.